بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی نبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. فرسٹ آف آل آئی ویلکم ٹو الشیخ الترکوانی آن انڈین سوائل. We are fortunate enough to have him in this gathering. He is a great scholar. He is doing a very important work in Islamic field in Europe and other part of the world. What he said here about Islam, that was best expression of Islam or Deenullah. I think that it is also a description of our mission. We believe Islam in that sense, what he said. Now, a few words about our mission. Our mission has a long history, more than 40 years. But from 1970, we started work in a very organized manner. The title of our mission, the stated title, is Al Markazul Islami Lil Bahusab Dawa. It is a non-political organization. We try to disseminate Islam, Islamic teachings, in a very peaceful manner. Very, very peaceful manner. There are several aspects of this mission. I would like to say, in short, about some aspect of the mission. Our belief system or aqaid is the same that is mentioned in the Quran and Hadith. We believe that there is a continuity in Islam. After the Prophet of Islam, Islam is traveling in the history with the complete hifazat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very, scholars have mentioned that it is a great miracle that Arabic language is also mahfuz. It is an exception throughout all the languages. We know that Arabic language is today the same that was spoken by Prophet and his companions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to preserve Arabic language. At the same time, when it is decided to preserve Quran and Sunnah. This is a great blessing of God subhanahu wa ta'ala. We publish books. We have published several hundred books in different languages. these books are on Tawheed, At-Tawheed, Ar-Risala, Al-Akhira. All those teachings that we see in the Quran and Sunnah, we have published books on these matters. So there is no difference in our mission and the mission of Ulama Salaf or Ahl-e Sunnat wal Jamaat. The only difference is that we try to explain this knowledge, this the teaching of the Quran and Hadith in modern idiom. This is the only difference. Otherwise, as far as the content is concerned, there is no difference at all. Now, idiom is not anything mysterious. What I mean by modern medium, I would like to give some example. For example, people ask, what is the subject of the Quran? It is a general question. So, there is a traditional answer. But we have opted for a modern idiom. That is, we answer to this question that Quran is a declaration of the creation plan of God. When we say that when we utter this word, creation plan of God, very soon the modern mind is addressed. They say, now we understand that what is the subject of the Quran. Then other example. Aisha radhiyallahu ta'ala anha says about the Prophet of Islam and his zikr. Kana yazkurullah ala kulli ahyani. The translation of this hadith is that Prophet of Islam used to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time. We explained it in these words that Prophet was very conscious person. He was an awakened mind. So he was able to make every occasion as a part of reference for zikr and dua. What is part of reference? I give an example. You see, here it is, glass of water. If you take this water, we can use it as a point of reference. We can say, Ya Allah, you have blessed me with this water of this world. Also bless me with the order of our akhirat. How the Kawthar? Here you have blessed me with the water of this world. By your mercy, please bless me with the order of how the Kawthar. That is point of reference. Point of reference is not anything mysterious. So this is modern idiom. Modern idiom means speaking in that language which may address the present mind. So we try to present Islam in this way. Now, there are basically two challenges of present time. One, external challenge, and the second, internal challenge. By external challenge means that challenge that was given by atheist people or secular people. For example, they say that in previous centuries, philosophers and mutakallim used this argument about the existence of God, that when we observe this world, we find there is a design. So when there is a designer, there is also a designer. That is called argument from design. So the secular people or atheist people say that Darwinism has destroyed this argument, because the evolution theory has proved that there may be design without believing that there is a God. So I published several articles on this subject. I have proved that this kind of argument is completely baseless, because evolution theory is not a scientific theory. It is simply a workable theory. It is wrong to say that evolution theory has destroyed the previous argument. I published several articles on this subject. So this is an example that how we deal with the external challenges. Now there is internal challenge. Basically, the internal challenge is what Sheikh said. Political interpretation of Islam. This is a new phenomenon. Political interpretation of Islam is a new phenomenon. And basically it is phenomenon of 20th century. I call it political muzahat. You know, in 19th century and 20th century, there were some secular thinkers. They presented an idea that there must be a system, political system, social system, economic system. So, 20th century was very obsessed with this notion that there must be a system. So, some Muslim thinkers, by the way of muzahat, tried to give Islam a political interpretation. So, I studied these literatures. I found that this interpretation has no base in Islam. For example, you cannot find in Quran this kind of verse that Aqim Dawlat al-Islam. Aqim Dawlat al-Islam. You cannot find such verse in the Quran. Or Nafish Shariat al-Islamiyah. You cannot find any verse of this kind. So political interpretation is totally a baseless interpretation. But the danger of this process is more than this. It is not simply a wrong interpretation. It has opened the door of all kind of violence. What happened when these people tried to give a political interpretation of Islam? Initially, they disseminated this idea by the way of peaceful writing. But very soon they found that peaceful propagation of this interpretation will not going to any end. So they wanted to say, they decided to participate in election, process of election. Again they failed. Then they opted for protest and demand and procession. Again they failed. Then they opted for violence. They wanted to establish their system by the way of violence. Again they failed. So now they say that it is Muslim rulers who are our enemy. They say that Muslim rulers are agent of enemy of Islam. So now their direction is towards Muslim rulers. I think that this is the greatest fitna, greatest evil, greatest shar. They have spread violence everywhere in the world, not only in secular world but in Muslim world also. So this is the internal challenge. So we have published several books, for example, Tabir Galati. And now we have decided to publish a new book. I have published several articles on this subject. That is published in our monthly magazine, but not in the form of book. So we have decided to compile those articles and publish a new book. I think this will be a second volume of Tabir Galati, inshallah. Then I would like to add that although political interpretation is greatest evil, it is source of all kinds of shar, but simply criticism will not do. It is very important. Simply criticism will not work. People want to know what is the alternative. So we have to give them an alternative ideology. If you criticize, that is not enough. We have to give them an alternative ideology. And our Dawa mission is that alternative ideology. Through our Dawa literature, through our Dawa books, we are providing that kind of alternative ideology, alternative ideology. Because this method, we succeeded to turn mind of several thousand people everywhere in the world. I think at present our mission is a global mission. In almost in every country you find such people who will say that we were impressed with the political interpretation, but now after reading this critical books and also after finding an alternative ideology, we have abandoned that mind and now we are doing Dawa work. So this is a brief introduction of our mission, and I think that I can say that we are successful, inshallah, in this mission. There are so many people, men and women both, they are engaged in this mission. So I am very thankful to Shaykh Attar Ghwani that he gave us this opportunity, and I pray God to help us, and pray Ash-Shaykh Artur Kabani. He is doing a great job in Europe and other countries. May God bless him. May God help realize his noble cause. شکر.
جزاک اللہ خیر.